So who are you?
I'm Sam Gentile.
Sam Gentile. And where are you from?
Nashua, New Hampshire.
And you're not a Microsoft employee, right?
Quasi-Microsoft guy.
And where are we right now? I mean, we're at a...
We are in the company museum.
Yeah.
At Code... What do we call
Code
it?
Code Slam.
Code Slam.
There it is. Right.
Got done. That's Code Slam. So how did this all happen? You get an invite?
Corby Parnell called me about a month ago and asked if he ran this event, would MVPs like me come and help populate the code gallery with some samples, and we talked for about a half hour on whether we could even float it with Microsoft, and I encouraged them, and here we are, 60 people here.
Yep.
And my buddy Ward,
and who
the God. Right.
Well, who is this guy anyway?
Ward Cunningham saved my life. He taught me how to do software better. We got a great story about the original wiki that Ward invented, and I was fortunate to be part of that community. And I had spent...
You were there in the early days, right?
I was there in the very early days with Ward, Kent Beck, Martin Fowler, a lot of famous people, and basically I had 17 years of experience of doing it wrong with the Raytheons of the world and big process and, you know, designing a lot of stuff that never went anywhere, didn't have any value. And these guys would just challenge all of my assumptions, all these smart guys, like they'd always say, what's the value producing that UML diagram? Who's going to read it? You know, why are you doing that? You know, and ever since that day, you know, we ended up inventing, I guess, extreme programming. And ever since that day, I've been a test-infected, test-driven development programmer, but I owe it all to these guys. I mean,
well, Sam says wiki, or Sam says I did it, but really what I did is I made a website that had faith in people.
Yeah.
And in 1995, the people on the net were basically programmers. It was easy to get a lot of programmers, maybe hard to get to a lot of other people, but we made a site where, you know, it embraced the experience of real programmers. And I think it was the first time where we had a lot of programmers describing their experience and comparing it to each other and trying to learn the lessons of that experience. And one lesson that we learned is that a lot of this big design up front, all this software engineering, you know, sounded right, but in practice it didn't work. Now, the way I like to think about it is, you know, every company had these guys in the back room, you know, and they'd say, oh, well, I'm just too old to understand all this process stuff. And what that really meant is, you know, when you guys are really ready to ship a product, call us, but don't give us all that bunk.
Right.
And what they'd do is they'd go ship the product. The trouble is they didn't talk to each other because they didn't talk to the process guys, and the process guys were carrying the message from company to company. So what we made is a website called Wiki. Wiki is Hawaiian for quick. It's a quick way to put a bunch of information into a site.
You almost named it Quick Wiki. Or quick
I
web.
Almost called it Quick, quick Wiki.
Quick,
quick
web.
And if I had, I, you know, I would nobody.
Would
nobody, right, right.
So you
right
now been
I say,
that video camera.
Right, right. I say if it has
you would have been in his position.
I say if it has two eyes in it, I had something to do with it, right?
Yep.
You know,
in
the name, two eyes, Wiki.
Right.
No, I mean, this idea of...
When was
like,
that, by the way?
It was 1995. 95, and...
So you guys were hanging out in 95.
Yeah, the golden years were 95, 96, 97, 98. That's
yeah,
when
you know,
we
I'd
had the most...
It was the first 5 years.
Yeah.
First 5 years, and you know, after that, it became famous more as collaborative software than a place to learn about computer programming because as the web grew, there were more people who were interested in the web than interested in computer programming. And that was always a lot of tension on told him the little story about Sam and the wiki community in regards to Microsoft technology.
This is a funny thing, because here we are telling the story at the Microsoft store.
I'm going to stay a little close because the microphone is really noisy.
Okay. The funny thing is all this conversation about what works and doesn't work. You know, we had a community that was just honest about what worked and what, and Sam would show up and he would say, "Well, yeah, but you guys are talking about that, and that's done this in Microsoft. You know, it's right here, guys. What are you talking about?" And they would say, "Oh, Microsoft, you know, you can't, you know," and they'd go crazy.
Where are we up to?
Well, we'll start with the story of Sam on Wiki, and so we created this site, and we were devoted to getting to real practitioners' experience about programming. We wanted to know what really worked for real people in programming. We made a site dedicated. We called it Patterns at the time, but we didn't require that people write in the software pattern format, although we did like it. And we got a lot of practitioners comparing what worked in terms of shipping software.
Yeah. Now, you're telling me about Sam sticking up for Microsoft.
You were trying to
do the thankless job of sticking up for Microsoft on a web form, huh?
Just like somebody who might be on the other side of the screen.
Right. We have some empathy here.
Yeah, we have a whole community now called Channel 9. But back then, you were out on the...
He was alone. Very much alone. Yeah, I think there were sympathizers. I was a sympathizer, but I wasn't daring enough to go out there because actually I didn't know Microsoft well then. And I just said, well, you know, let's see what happens. And what happened is, you know, in this environment that was very much a very supportive environment for talking about people's personal experience, Sam's experience was denied. He would say, "I've had this experience with Microsoft as, you know, honest as anybody else," and people say, "Oh, well, it's Microsoft."
No, MTS can't possibly scale. You didn't do that system for Merrill Lynch. They would deny that it actually could be done, and you try to work through, and they'd have this sort of bizarre reaction beyond, you know, you just couldn't describe it. It was like almost like a visceral reaction to anything Microsoft.
But the thing to remember is that this was really a community of peers, and Sam was part of it. And when we're talking about extreme programming and trying to understand that and its relationship to design and all that, he's a full-fledged member of the community. But whenever he says, "Oh, you're going crazy, why are you going like that? Let me just explain how it's done in Microsoft," and an explosion, right? So it was the darnest thing. The darnest thing, I say that, except that, you know, here's a guy who's basically being excommunicated, you know, from this community. And
this wasn't Slashdot or anything like that.
No. This was supposed to be...
This was the friendly site.
This was the friendly site so that it was, you know, it was the real smart people of the world. I flocked there because I didn't want to go on Slashdot or CompuServe at the time, because the people actually, when we were discussing extreme programming and patterns, like you said, they were really great people. They smart people, but they just had this strange kind of reaction to Microsoft. So I was in, a couple months ago was, right? I was walking through the halls of PEGS building.
Right here at Microsoft.
And I step, and Ward runs into me almost literally
in the
hallway.
And I knew Sam only by name from those early days. And Sam, you know, he duped it out with these people until finally he says, "Look, you got me outnumbered. I'm out of here." And it turned out it's only a half a dozen people who were always fighting with him. And everybody says, "Oh, my God, we're going to miss Sam. You know, what about this?" So the whole, is Sam with us or not with us or whatever, it was just the it was a real first, real hand-wringing experience for Wiki. It was a growing up point for Wiki. But you know, Sam was legendary on the site, and here I am. I'm standing in the hall, and here's Sam, and I got to meet Sam, and so
we got to have lunch together, and just to hear, you know, there's few people in software that have actually built things that have changed my life. I mean, Don Box, you know, is kind of one of them, but really Ward.
Did Don ever build anything?
Well, he says he built Indigo, but I think it was actually Steve Schwartz.
Don's a great guy.
Don's a great guy.
He teaches a lot of people.
No, Don. That's really Don is one of the best guys. But you know, if I have to look at who my peers are, you know, people that I hold up there, you know, it's people like Ward, Kent, you know, Ron Jeffries. I mean, it's no small thing, you know. And I just feel so blessed to have been a spectator, you know, who's pushing back, and I hope I made Extreme Programming or Agile a little better for it, and I was blessed to have been acknowledged in Kent and Ron's book. But just to hear Ward, you know, when we went out to lunch, thank me for being part of that. I mean, I can't repay him enough for all the things I've learned there.
Well, that's the amazing thing about the site, and what I think is, a lot of people ask me, well, how does the site work? How does it survive? Whatever, when you let anybody talk about anything, and really the thing is that there's more good people on the net. At least in 1995, there were more good people on the net than there were bad, and it balances out. And the funny thing is this reaction about Microsoft, and you know, so when I decided to join Microsoft, I was working as a consultant to Microsoft, and they said, why don't you come and join us? And I did. And I thought, well, how do I explain to the Wiki community, knowing what happened to Sam, you know, I thought, oh my gosh, you know,
you're going to get beat up.
Well,
you started a Wiki page, right?
It mattered to me. Yeah. It mattered to me, and I felt I had to explain it, and I didn't know how to explain to the community, so I made a page called Tips for Ward at Microsoft. And I said, let the community tell me what's going on. And it turned out to be a great page, you know, and you know, the advice was mostly good. A third of it was from people who were at Microsoft, and I was flattered.
Well, Don's comments about the proper cafeterias.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely useful, you bet. And some tips on review.
Needs an
process,
update, though, because the best cafeteria has switched around a little bit.
Oh, what is the best cafeteria?
I don't know. I think probably over by Bill's office. There's something funny about that. The Bill has the best cafeteria for some reason. Well, probably over in Building 30, over by the SQL Server.
So now, how often do you get on the camera here?
Do I get on the camera?
Yeah, I want to take the camera here because it's really this guy who got this conversation going because he takes a lot of abuse. You know, he's out there doing the Channel 9 thing.
Yep.
And I've been on Channel 9 a little bit.
Oh, no, I understand.
Right. We gotta get over where the light's right here.
Okay.
Much better.
All right.
Much better. And it was really when we're talking about this phenomenon of you know, stepping outside of rationality, you know, and being out there and carrying the torch.
You gotta remember to aim the camera when you're talking.
Oh. Okay.
This is a hard skill, man.
All right, I give up. He was saying that he's no good at this, but he's learned something
he's
in these years.
Better than we are.
Right. Yeah. So there I was shooting your elbows.
Yep. Okay. Well, you thought of the lighting. That was impressive.
I did think of the lighting.
Most amateur videographers don't think about the lighting at all.
Oh, so. Videographer. He's calling himself now.
Video blogger or whatever.
Video blogger.
Yeah. But we're having fun here in the. What is this?
This is the museum.
It used to be the museum. It's the visitor center now.
In fact, there's the original hippies.
Yeah.
Well, let's go see these.
I've actually interviewed two of these guys in the last month. So.
The original hippies.
Yeah.
was the original hipster.
This guy still works here, and this guy still works here.
Yeah.
I interviewed him last month, and I interviewed Mark McDonald.
Oh.
He's employee number one, and he still works here on the Windows Vista
team. Standing here like you were.
Yeah.
You know, how do I look? You think we could have done it? No, you know.
There you go.
This
is a good picture. So, and Corby's taking pictures here. Yeah. So, what else should we talk about? How did you get into this whole computer thing?
How did I get into the computer thing? Well, gosh, we got over
you,
here.
So how did you not really get on this picture?
Well, one of these guys is a buddy of mine from college.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Which one?
Well, I'm not going to say that because he's kind of sensitive about that.
Okay.
Right? You know, when
that he's a buddy of yours or that he was hanging out with this group?
Actually, I'm not sure about that, you know, but he's in the picture, I will say that.
All right.
But no, we have to come over here and look at all the computers and see which ones. Now, Sam, which ones of these have you programmed? I programmed that one.
I programmed an Altair.
Yeah.
I programmed a PDP-8 if they're here.
Oh, there's a TRS-80.
Yeah, I did that one.
I designed a VLSI.
We call those trash 80s.
Yeah, trash 80. I designed a chip. I designed a VLSI chip on a trash 80. And I had a friend who did the design software. And every time I ran into trouble, I said, this trash 80 isn't able to do my design. And he would just fix it overnight. And I would be able to continue the next morning. You know, and he was so proud of the fact that he could get his Trash 80 to outperform the multi-million-dollar CAD system we had. You know, that was the kind of passion that went with computers back then.
Well, you'll have to watch the video coming up next week. I interviewed over the weekend Gordon Bell down in the Silicon Valley Computer History Museum, and he took us around a much bigger museum than this one is.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the original IBM.
Right, I remember seeing that because my friend took me in when I was visiting.
Now, were you an Apple guy or an IBM guy?
No, well,
you were a Trash 80 guy.
No, I was actually a workstation guy. I wanted to do all the touchy-feely graphics.
You were Textronics.
Yeah, you know, I was early into Smalltalk, and I just wanted, you know, like if it didn't have a big bitmap, I just wasn't interested. And so, you know, that was kind of cool. The neatest thing was the ergonomic keyboard.
Yeah.
You know, the keyboard.
They don't have one of those keyboards right here.
No, the keyboard's awesome.
I was actually a VAX 11780 programmer. 6 years at Digital when Gordon was there, and actually when Dave Cutler was still engineering VMS, the golden heady days of Digital. But I had one of these, and I also had one of the original Apple IIe's.
Oh, IIe's.
I don't know which one.
That's
that
the Mac.
Is.
That's the original Mac.
So I was working for Tektronix, and one of the guys said, "Well, this is the future of instruments," and he brought one of these in and was talking about portable instruments as he brought. This is an Osborne, right?
Well,
it shows what I know. But there was an Osborne that was like this dimension.
No, Osborne's not here.
Yeah, but I get one of those. I think it still works, barely.
That looks like Windows 2 or something.
Yeah.
Is that Windows 2? Windows 3.
Windows 2.0.
That's 3.0 on the screen, though.
Oh, Windows 2 is what I started with.
State of the art in 1980-something.
Yeah. Well, you had a machine. Had to have a machine. I remember the first time I had that, I just rolled the cursor across the screen, and I just watched things swap. Right? You know, as it swapped in, and then a scroll bar would pop up, and then something else would swap in and go down.
I'm like,
it's amazing how far we've come.
175 lines of C code to put up a low world. Just the window.
Yep.
Right. It would be in the Petzold world.
That was when I worked at Basic Pro magazine, when they came out and showed us Visual Basic. They brought that demo. They brought the C, you know, they showed how many lines of code it took to build Hello World. And I said, hey.
Are you watching where you're pointing that thing?
Oh, yeah.
See, he's falling into the same mistake.
No.
Well, okay.
But
watch where you point.
Visual Basic team said, hey, we can do this in one line of code. Yeah.
There you go. There you go. So you bet. Yeah, well, then.
Well, we won't talk about Visual Basic.
Oh, come on. That's Bill's favorite language. There's Bill right there. The magic inside the machine. Anyways.
He does look better these days, I must say.
Yeah. Anyways, thanks for spending some time with us.
Well, thank you. And thank you,
the early days of the wiki and the wiki community.
Yeah.
So we got to talk about what you're doing here at Microsoft.
Well, we will, but we'll make that our next tape.
Okay.
All right.
And are you helping the Windows Vista team ship faster?
If they
were using extreme programming practices,
they would have shipped 2 years ago.
Yeah. So maybe Jim Altshuler needs to hang out with you guys.
Yeah. If he wants to code slam, he's welcome, right?
Yeah. So, actually, that's a good question. What are you guys doing here tonight?
Tonight, this is a code slam, and this
we're supposed to start coding something.
We're drinking too much beer, though. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We are supposed to put together sample tools and pieces of code to populate the code gallery that Corby has started on got.net. He wanted to pre-seed it with some samples from some MVPs here and assorted people, and when it relaunched would have some nice software for developers to use. But it doesn't seem like we're doing much of that.
Well, it's early. Only, what, 7:30 or so?
Yeah, and we're going till 7 a.m. in the morning, so.
Dan Appleman told me no good code gets written until midnight.
Yeah.
That's right. And there has not been an appearance of any Starbucks, so I ain't code until I get my Starbucks.
Oh, we got to go. Where's the closest Starbucks? There's one down the street. So. Well, thanks a lot, guys.
Well, thank you.
Yep.